from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia and U.S. sign 11 memorandums of understanding worth $38.4 billion. Indonesia and 79 countries condemns Israel's decision to expand West Bank claims. I'm Ray, and this is the news in details. Eleven memorandum of understanding worth $38.4 billion between Indonesia and U.S. business players at a business summit organized by the U.S. ASEAN Business Council, where the event took place at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce building in Washington, D.C., USA, on Wednesday, local time. On the occasion, President Prabowo stated that he is committed to upholding cooperation agreements with foreign investors in accordance with traditional Indonesian will always welcome foreigners as guests and must be protected. The 11 MOUs cover various sectors from mining and downstream processing, energy, agribusiness, textiles and garments to furniture manufacturing and technology development. 80 United Nations member states, including Indonesia, have condemned Israel's moves to expand its claim over the Palestinian West Bank. Ramashid Kipratama has more.
Thank you very much, the media.
During a press conference at the UN headquarters in New York, United States, on Wednesday, February 18th, Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, delivered a joint statement on behalf of the 80 nations. They assert that Israel's actions violate its obligations under international law.
We strongly condemn unilateral Israeli decisions and measures aimed at expanding Israelis' unlawful presence in the West Bank. Such decisions are contrary to Israel's obligations under international law and must be immediately reversed.
Riyad Mansour underscored the 80 nations' staunch opposition to all forms of annexation, as well as any measures intended to alter the Palestinian territories occupied by Israel since 1967, including East Jerusalem. The group maintained that such actions jeopardize the prospects of reaching a peace agreement to end the decades-long conflict between Palestine and Israel.
We reiterate our rejection of all measures aimed at altering the demographic composition, character, and status of the Palestinian territory occupied since 1967, including East Jerusalem. Such measures violate international law, undermine the ongoing efforts for peace and stability in the region, run counter to the comprehensive plan, and jeopardize the prospects of reaching a peace agreement ending the conflict.
Ambassador Mansour reiterated their commitment to upholding the Palestinian people's right to self-determination and opposing illegal settlements in Palestinian lands. The nations further emphasized that the two-state solution remains the only viable path to lasting security and stability. In addition to Indonesia, the signatories included Brazil, China, Japan, Russia, Saudi Arabia, the United Kingdom, and the European Union. This collective response follows the Israeli government's February 15th decision to approve a plan to claim West Bank land as state property if Palestinian residents cannot provide proof of ownership. Ramesh Kipratama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization officially signed the grand agreement and joint work plan for the 2026-2027 WHO Binium on Wednesday in Jakarta. The Secretary General of the Ministry of Health, Kunta Wibawa Dasanugraha, stated that this collaboration is a strategic step to strengthen the development and resilience of the national health system. He says that WHO support has contributed significantly to strengthening the health system's resilience and improving the quality of health services. Masuk insert Kunta. Through this agreement, WHO Indonesia provides funding support of over $14.8 million in the form of grants, goods, and services to support the implementation of health programs during the Binium. Secretary General Kunta hopes that the signing of this agreement will support the achievement of national health targets and sustainable health development goals in Indonesia. The Indonesian diaspora, originating from Aceh in Malaysia, has dispatched a large-scale logistics aid package worth hundreds of billions of rupiah. Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian revealed it on Wednesday, February 18, 2026. Dika has the details.
The strong bond between the Aceh diaspora in Malaysia and the people of Aceh in Indonesia was on full display. During a meeting on post-disaster recovery in Sumatra in Jakarta on Wednesday, February 18, 2026, Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian disclosed that aid worth hundreds of billions of rupiah from Malaysia is set to be shipped from Port Klang to Lok Semawe Port. Minister Tito explained that this aid is purely a grassroots effort from Aceh families living in Malaysia, rather than an initiative from the government or non-governmental organization. However, the massive volume initially faced import regulation hurdles, as sensitive goods like oil, sugar, and clothing raised concerns about potentially disrupting the domestic market. Minister Tito assured that all items would be distributed directly to those affected by the disaster. He promised strict supervision by collaborating with various authorities.
We will oversee it directly from the port. We will work together with the TNI and Polri to ensure the goods go straight to the displacement camps and are not sold elsewhere. We are ready to take full responsibility for this.
Minister Tito stated that the Indonesian National Armed Forces, the police, and the National Disaster Management Agency will directly escort the distribution from the port to the hands of the victims. This step is taken to ensure the aid does not leak into the public market and instead reaches the disaster victims in time for the holy month of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr holidays. Dikaden Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar stated that Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta is now recognized as a model for mosque construction worldwide. This international recognition was achieved as a result of Istiqlal Mosque's consistent innovation every year, particularly in optimizing modern and sustainable building management systems. Putri Cahya Purnama has the details.
Istiqlal Mosque is now recognized as a model for mosque construction worldwide, even receiving appreciation from the United Nations in New York for being an example for mosque construction in Africa. This was confirmed directly by Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasaruddin Umar, at a press conference at Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta, Wednesday, the 18th of February, 2026.
Ya, sebagai informasi teman-teman, kami diundang ke New York di...
Yes. For your information, ladies and gentlemen, we were invited to New York to the United Nations. We were received directly by the Director of Intercultural Affairs there and the Secretary. And we believe that the Istiqlal Mosque will become a model for mosque construction in Africa.
Not only recognized for its architecture, Istiqlal Mosque continues to innovate every year. Nasaruddin Umar highlighted Istiqlal's international achievements, receiving an award from the World Bank as the mosque with the best management, cleanest, and most efficient. This achievement even surpassed skyscrapers in Dubai or Qatar in terms of sustainable building management.
Last year, we received an international award from the World Bank in Washington, D.C. as the cleanest, most efficient, effective, and best managed mosque among all buildings, not only places of prayer, but even skyscrapers.
Di seluruh bangunan-bangunan, bukan saja rumah ibadah, tapi gedung-gedung pencakar langit pun juga kita kalahkan ya.
The technical excellence highlighted in the award includes the use of solar panel systems on the mosque's roof for energy efficiency, as well as a highly effective water recycling system. Nasaruddin Umar said that at the Istiqlal Mosque, wastewater is treated in large storage tanks until it meets standards suitable for drinking. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has distributed assistance for the purchase of cattle in Aceh Province, which recently hit by floods and landslides. Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian, speaking in Jakarta on Wednesday, February 18, said that the ministry has issued a circular letter regarding the distribution of the beef.
Bapak Presiden memberikan bantuan sebanyak 72 miliar.
We also reported that the President has provided assistance amounting to 72.75 billion, approximately USD 4.55 million, for the purchase of cattle and the distribution of beef across 19 regencies and cities in Aceh, including Simulu, which was added following the recent earthquake. The cattle have already been procured, and we have issued a circular letter for the distribution to take place today, one day before the start of the fasting month.
3,042 desa. Warganya harus mendapatkan bagian daging sapi.
The minister further stated that in addition to the beef assistance, the government is also providing stimulus aid for residents affected by floods and landslides, particularly for home repairs. The government is also providing additional support in the form of household furniture and economic stimulus assistance for affected communities. And that was Newsline.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indra Asmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity, and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Voice of Indonesia. Terasa hampa. Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, today's editions of Indonesian Wonder
will bring you to stroll to Kambang Iwak Tourist Park in South Sumatra. Listeners, Kambang Iwak Tourist Park is a beautiful city park with a lake in the middle, which is now increasingly busy and is visited every day by Palembang residents and tourists. Kambang Iwak Park is located between Jalan Tasik and Jalan Sutomo, Palembang City. This park, which covers an area of around 5 hectares, is equipped with various facilities which are continuously updated. These facilities include a children's playground, sitting place, drinking water taps, and free hotspot facilities for those who want to access the internet while relaxing and enjoying the shady garden. This tourist park is one of the favorite tourist attractions to enjoy the green atmosphere and several Dutch heritage buildings. Kambang Iwak has now become a public facility for Palembang residents together because it is equipped with various supporting facilities. The location of this park, not far from the city center of Palembang, makes Kambang Iwak easy to reach, both using private and public transportations. There is no entrance ticket to enter this area. Entering Kambang Iwak, you will be greeted by lush green trees. In the middle of the park, there is a clean lake and is equipped with a fountain that comes to life every hour of the day. And in the middle of the lake, there is a bridge which is about 200 meters long. The bridge divides the lake and connects Jalan Tasik and Jalan Sutomo, which are on the other side. Apart from that, this park is also equipped with facilities and infrastructure that can make tourists feel at home chatting there. There is a jogging track for those of you who want to exercise. Then there are lots of seating places on the edge of the park lake. In the park area, there are also many stalls or food stalls that serve various menus. The right time to visit Kambang Iwak is in the morning and evening because at the time, the air is cool enough and comfortable to enjoy this park. Because of its strategic location, this park is a gathering place for young people to carry out activities such as skateboarding, dancing, playing guitar, taking photos, and so on. At night, this park is still busy with tourists because it is very bright with decorative light surrounding almost every corner of the park. That was Indonesian Wonder for today, and bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita adalah dua insan penuh cinta. Di awal tercipta kisah kita, manis tuturmu buatku terpana. Bagiku kau sempurna.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing Indonesian vocabulary and expression that guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Setiap Tahun, which means every year. Stay tuned. you will listen to a conversation about setiap tahun. Setiap tahun, which means every year. This conversation is between Chris and Ayu, Chris's friend from a vlog community. Chris and Ayu were at a batik carnival in Solo. Ayu told Chris that the Solo Batik Carnival is held every year. Well, let's listen to the conversation.
Wah, Karnaval Batik Solo. Banyak orang memakai kostum batik yang unik.
Mereka melewati beberapa jalan utama di Solo.
Apakah karnaval ini diadakan setiap tahun?
Iya, biasanya setiap bulan Juni.
After listening to the conversation, now I will introduce you some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, setiap tahun, which means every year. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and please repeat after me. Carnaval, carnaval, which means carnival. Diadakan, diadakan. Being held, setiap tahun, setiap tahun, which means every year. Apakah karnaval ini diadakan setiap tahun? Which means, is the carnival held every year? Karnaval Batik Solo. Karnaval Batik Solo. Which means, Solo Batik Carnival. Banyak orang. Banyak orang. Which means, many people. Kostum batik. Kostum batik. Which means, batik costume. Unik. Unik. Which means, unique. Melewati. Melewati. Which means, pass through. Jalan utama. Jalan utama. Which means, main road. Biasanya. Biasanya. Which means, usually. Bulan Juni. Bulan Juni. Which means, June. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, apakah karnaval diadakan setiap tahun? Apakah karnaval diadakan setiap tahun? Which means, is the carnival held every year? In the sentence, there is the expression, setiap tahun. Setiap tahun. Which means, every year. Which means, the activity, which is done every year or annually. To state the activity done in certain repetition, the word setiap, setiap, which means every, can be followed by adverb of time, such as hari, hari, or day, minggu, minggu, or week, bulan, bulan, which means month, tahun, tahun, which means year. In the sentence, the expression setiap tahun, which means every year, tells that the Solo Batik Carnival is held on a yearly basis or annually. Here is another example. Let's listen to some other examples using the word setiap, setiap, which means every, to tell about an activity done in certain repetition. Setiap bulan, which means every month. Setiap bulan ada pelatihan membatik di Galeri Batik Indonesia. Setiap bulan ada pelatihan membatik di Galeri Batik Indonesia. Setiap bulan, ada pelatihan membatik di Galeri Batik Indonesia. Which means, there is a batik workshop at Batik Indonesia Gallery every month. Setiap hari, which means every day. Chris, membuat vlog setiap hari. Chris membuat vlog setiap hari, which means Chris makes a vlog every day. For your information, Batik Indonesia was recognized as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO in 2009. Batik from Solo has a different pattern from other regions in Indonesia. The patterns on Batik Solo may include kaung or a coconut, parang or machete, and truntum or Spanish cherry. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Wah, Karnaval Batik Solo. Banyak orang memakai kostum batik yang unik.
Mereka melewati beberapa jalan utama di Solo.
Apakah karnaval ini diadakan setiap tahun?
Iya, biasanya setiap bulan Juni.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. We hope today's edition is useful for everybody who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sadar ku temukan wanita rupawan yang sadarkan dia seorang tiada lain tiada bukan hanya dia. Dia buat punya dalam hangat pelukan, dia perasa yang mengerti yang ku rasa, hanya dia. Kan ku arungi tujuh laut samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya, kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hati. Kau dan aku sempurna, semoga ada cara untuk terus bersama. Selalu ku tunggu, tak mau berlalu, kau dan aku. Kan ku arungi tujuh laut samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya, apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku, oh, 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 oh.
Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku. Karena bersamamu semua terasa indah. Kuda gulana hatiku telah hancur sirna. Janjiku takkan ku lepas wahai kau bidadariku dari surga untuk selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Pergi Untuk Kembali by Oki Kumala. The song, which was composed by Minggu Stahitu, is sung by some singers in some versions, such as the version of Bururi Marantika, Melly Guslau, and Diana Nasution. The last one is sung by Marcelo Tahitu, or known as Elo. The song has been popular since 70s and 80s and seems to be a must song for farewell moments. The song tells the story of a couple who has to be separated and the lover promises to come back after he leaves. Well, listener, let's enjoy the keroncong version of Pergi Untuk Kembali by Oki Kumala. Enjoy!
Berikanlah senyuman padaku.
hari takkan lama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Denting yang berbunyi dari dinding kamarku sadarkan diriku dari lamunan panjang. Tak terasa malam kini semakin larut, ku masih terjaga.
Voice of Indonesia.